This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Bruce Campbell of Kansas City, Missouri. I said, think of two well-known companies, one in five letters, the other in four. Write the names one after the other. And the result, when spaced differently, will name a well-known geographical location in the U.S. What is it? Well, the companies are Mobil and eBay. Mobil is part of ExxonMobil. And you move the space, you get Mobile Bay, Alabama. How cool is that?
We had 482 answers, and this week's winner is Sonia Sandoval of Payson, Arizona. Congratulations!
Thank you.
I was told that you have been up all night.
Yeah, I actually work right shift at a casino here in Payson, and I got off at 6 this morning. And so I have very valiantly stayed awake just to do this. Yes.
Indeed, very valiantly. I'm excited for that. And I also understand that to submit your answer, you have to travel a little bit.
I have to go to the public library. I do not, as of yet, have internet at the home, but that will be changing hopefully in a couple of months.
We like that dedication. So thank you so much for doing that and playing the puzzle. And I'm very happy you won. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am. Bring it on.
I like that spirit, Sonia. So the theme of today's puzzle is to be announced. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with T and the second word starts B-A. For example, if I said pool of water in front of the Jefferson Memorial, you would say tidal basin. First word starts T, second word starts B-A.
Got it.
Here's number one. A container for refuse.
Trash bag.
Trash bag, trash barrel also works. Home of the Rays in Major League Baseball.
Tampa Bay, and I'm a huge baseball fan too.
Oh, great. Something Serena or Venus Williams hits.
Tennis ball.
That's it. Subject of a treaty limiting the development of nuclear weapons.
Oh, test ban.
Nice. Moistening device when cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Turkey baster.
That's it. Here's your next one. A head person in slang.
A head person in slang.
I'll give you a hint. The BA part is a fruit.
Top banana.
Top banana is it. Facility akin to a sauna, originating in the Ottoman Empire.
Turkish bath.
Nice. Corner of a diamond between shortstop and home.
Third base.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a shame.
Too bad.
That's it. To sass someone.
Talk back.
Uh-huh. A musical group that plays the songs of only one other group. Plays the songs of only one other group.
Oh, songs of only one other group. Tribute band.
That's it. And here's your last one. A gift in many a public television pledge drive.
And public radio.
Public radio, too.
A gift.
And it might be named after Nina Totenberg.
That's a sneaky hint.
Oh, gosh.
And it's something you carry.
Oh, tote bag.
A tote bag. Good job.
Oh, good job.
Gosh, wow.
You did really well. How do you feel?
Oh, this is fun. I've always loved word games for a long time. I actually played Scrabble with a friend who did the on-air puzzle with you about 20-some years ago.
Wow.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Sonia, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to 93.5 KNAU. It's part of Northern Arizona University.
Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, guys. It was great.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, write down these 5 two-word phrases. First one is property rights. Next one is landmine, sales order, color scheme, and India ink. They have something very unusual in common. What is it? And when you find it, think of another two-word phrase that has the same property. So here they are again. Property rights, landmine, sales order, color scheme, and India Inc. They have something very unusual in common. What is it? And can you think of another two-word phrase that has the same property?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 20th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.